it has been so much more than even I thought. Like, my goal with Infra was just to get less expensive products. That was like straight up my goal. And what it has turned out into is just such an awesome evolution of the business. It's so interesting what we're doing, and your guys' support is rad. So I have so much love for Infra.
Welcome to Common Roots, an Infra podcast. Independent natural food retailers are as diverse and unique as the communities they serve. From urban to rural, East Coast to West Coast, small to large, there's one thing that these stores have in common: a deep commitment to providing healthy foods to their communities. In celebration of Infra's 20th anniversary, we're handing over the mic to 20 Infra members to share their challenges and triumphs in navigating the world of natural food retail. Are our common roots really so common? Let's find out. Today, we're joined by Aaron Malone from Momo's Market, and this is their story. Thank you so much for joining us today, Aaron. Would you like to start off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your store?
Sure. My name is Aaron Malone. I live in Burlington, Vermont, and I own and operate Momo's Market, which is also in Burlington, Vermont. Momo's Market is about a block and a half from my house. So I live and work and walk in my community. My daughter's school is right down the street, and our YMCA is within half a mile too. So I have a very small, focused life in Burlington.
So something that really stuck out to me about Momo's is this concept of hiring neighbors. And this is something I saw featured on your website and just generally sticks out as an ethos that Momo's follows. So would you like to share more about that and the intentionality behind that?
Yeah. Momo's is in a building from the 1890s, and it has operated as a corner store since the 1890s. And as a corner store, it serves the neighborhood. So people who can walk, bike, or maybe on their commutes in and out of town are the people that shop at Momo's. And so when we hire, we like to hire folks who shop at Momo's and live in the vicinity. And that has been pretty easy. And it reduces the amount people need to park on site. It reduces tardiness. So there's a lot of a business case for it. One of the main things that we support is connecting people. And so to have your actual neighbor be this person who checks you out at the corner store, that is meeting our goals too.
Amazing. And when did you join Infra, and what initially motivated you to become a member?
I joined Infra in December of 2023. I bought the building and the existing store, the Willard Street Market, in December of 2015. And when I bought it, I changed the name to Momo's Market, but continue to serve the neighborhood like this space always has. And since 2015, I have doubled the sales, which I'm extremely proud of, but I have reached a plateau. And so we were looking for a new partner in a distributor to try to gain some volume savings and also just have more consistent stock in the store. And so we were talking to all these vendors I knew, and then they all had really high minimums. And then I met Infra folks at a conference, and they were excited about our independent nature and our connection with our community. And I was excited because they not only have a great supply of goods through their distributor partners, but suddenly I got access as a cooperative member into all the buying power, which it has completely changed how I think about my product strategy, also my pricing strategy, and also the value that I bring to my neighborhood. So in addition to that, as people probably know, like, Vermont is a cooperative heaven. There's so many cooperatives. I belong to so many, like, whether I bank at them, shop at them. To have my independent store be a member of a cooperative that is made up of members across the country, I just feel like I've joined my people. And so being an Infra member has got me fired up about being in my business. And I do think that I'm going to achieve the growth that I have for the business, my goals.
So Momo's has all of this rich history in the community and the building that your store is in. So how has that legacy shaped the way that you connect with your community? And how do you see Momo's evolving to meet the needs of your neighbors in the future?
When I think about what Momo's is at its core, it's connecting people or neighborhood connections or connecting neighbors. And when you come into Momo's, we say hello and you might run into your neighbor. You might run into someone from, you know, we live right in the vicinity of the University of Vermont. So you might run into someone you know from class or your kid's teacher. And that is our core. And we also happen to sell products, you know? So I think about why people choose Momo's, and I think they choose Momo's because of a feeling, and we have products they want, and there is a convenience there. And I think with the evolution, or as our store evolves as an Infra member and we get support to grow and products and promotions, I think we will still, like, the most important thing is to connect people. But now, instead of just selling convenience, we are selling value and bringing more value at a time when I think people are hurting and people are seeing, you know, high grocery bills, and the fact that you can pop into a 2,000 square foot store around the corner from your house and get, like, a great price on, you know, your favorite oat milk. Like, it's so cool. So, yeah, I think that it's about people. And now we're just evolving to, like, bring more of their, like, economical needs to the neighborhood, not just this connection.
And do you mind sharing the story behind the name Momo's Market?
Yeah. So my mother passed away from cancer in 2012. And in 2012, I had just gotten my MBA and my master in community and regional planning. And I didn't really know what to do with myself. And we had just moved to the neighborhood, still live in the same house right around the corner from Momo's. And I needed something. And that something was a big project. And so I had done a bunch of informational interviews like you do in your 20s. And I had realized that there's this way to buy real estate and then own and operate the business within it. And that was interesting to me. And I think that I was attracted to the everydayness of a corner store, of, like, not working on, like, big ideas, but bringing those big ideas to life through, again, to drive that community connections. So with the small amount of money I got from my mom, I was able to buy the building. And then I decided to name it Momo's Market to honor her, but more importantly, to have people say her name all the time and in a way to keep her alive. And so it feels like that has happened because people just call it Momo's, and it's so fun. You know, sometimes I don't ever really forget that it's her name. And it's just, like, so cool when people are like Momo's, or, like, I see, like, oh, wow, the search terms on my Google business profile, Momo's Burlington, you know. And so I think I keep her alive and keep people saying her name in a way that wouldn't happen without my business.
Yeah. And so was Momo a nickname for your mother, or where did that come from?
Oh, good question. Yes. Yeah, so my mom's name is Maura Finn, and her nickname was Momo. And why it's even cooler, I think, is because she was she called herself a Title IX baby, and she had a scholarship in the 70s to play basketball at St. Michael's College, which is in just outside of Burlington in Colchester, Vermont. So that was, like, her sport nickname.
Thank you for sharing that, Erin. What would you say are some of the most valuable lessons that you have learned in your time running your business?
I think this is a really good question. I think that, or one way to think about business is that business is fractal, meaning that what you're doing when it's really small is essentially the same as when it's really big. It just, like, grows in size. It doesn't actually get more complex. So I've been thinking, I think, 9 years in about how I am doing the same stuff, but the scale is just slightly larger. I think that's pretty interesting. And I think that's also something that makes me feel, like, empowered, that, like, I don't suffer from imposter syndrome. I'm like, let's go. Let's keep growing. It's all the same as what I've been doing. I have so many reps on this. I think that is, like, one thing I've been thinking about recently. And the other is people. Like, they're the hardest part about the business and the best part. When I think about my personal growth as an owner operator over the years, I think working with people, I'm so much better with people. I have so much more gratitude for my staff, for my customers. I I think it's very easy to communicate with staff because they're in there, they're doing it. You know, we are interacting all the time and I'm able to highlight good thing they've done or just like notice the small stuff that moves the needle and let them know. But with customers, you know, I just wish there was a way to like scream out to everyone and just say, every time you shop here, like it matters to me and it makes payroll easier to pay. And it just brings life to our neighborhood in a way that to me is so meaningful and like the why of why I have a corner store in Burlington, Vermont, you know? So just to say thank you to all my customers and say it doesn't matter when you spend with a independent retailer.
Lovely. And what is something that you love or that excites you about the natural foods industry?
This is another thing about, I think, finishing my 9th year in business is at its core, business is about transaction and value. And I mean value in terms of monetary. And I think what is so compelling about the natural foods industry is that it is a baseline of shared values. And it makes business more fun. I think we're all jumping off of the same springboard. And with that, I think it is a little bit, for me personally, it feels like a breath of fresh air. I feel more relaxed going into meetings. It just doing business with people who I assume have the same values, like makes it easier and more fun. And this is why we do everything right, to have like a good, rich life. And the natural foods industry is like a great fit.
Yeah. And what has the community reception been like to Momo's? And do you have any fun tidbits or stories that you have heard from customers or the community?
People really like it. I guess I own the building. And so there's an apartment for 4 people. And so it's college students. And even back, I think it was 2019, they graduated from UVM. But apparently these 4 women would like go out to the bars or a party and everyone would just be like, Momo's, Momo's. You know, and we throw a neighborhood block party in the fall at a park that's like on the same block as us. And we have like the same band, our favorite local brewery comes, and just hundreds of people with their kids, but also college students. So it's just like just free outdoor, beautiful fall day, one of the best days of the year. And everyone loves it. And so to have been doing it, I think we had to miss 2020. But other than that, we've had 8 of these parties, and just to watch kids grow up at it, even my own, my daughter's now 7. So to have her and all her second grade buddies running around, we are doing a turkey trot trot. So we have we're hosting a 5K and raising money for a local domestic violence organization. And last year we had 26 people. It was the first year, and already we have 17 people signed up. So we're going to have all these people gathering. We make, Momo's makes coffee. Everyone brings a pie to share. We go like huff out a 5K. And then come back and just hang out for a little community. It's all done by 10:30 in the morning. It's very cool.
I love it. And yeah, it feels really connected to the Momo's mission and the focus on community. Very cool. So just to talk for a minute about products, do you have any favorite local or unique products that you sell in your store that you would love to shout out?
I think we're lucky at this moment in time that we all have really awesome kombucha, coffee, ice cream, things like that. I would say my favorite product in the store right now is there are these 2 guys who are about my age, and they have a bean and tortilla company, and they make the best, I think it's actually the best product in Burlington, Vermont right now. It is a flour tortilla. It's called All Souls Tortilla. People don't buy them all the time, and I'm always confused at why. But these guys are an example of the perfect partner for me and Momo's. In that they make an excellent product. It's like obviously more expensive than Maria and Ricardo's, but working with them, they are able to deliver not full cases, and we pay the same price. We have the same cost as like the co-op, which I'm sure orders many cases from them, and we're able to sell it at the same price, which is awesome. Also, it's tortilla, flour tortillas, very good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Erin, on Common Roots. Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience about yourself or about Momo's?
When I think about being in business and, you know, of selling, like we sell products, we're open, someone picks something out, they pay for it, they leave, that I just feel lucky that early on in my business, I realized that like focusing on creating connections between people was the reason I'm there, and that just prioritizing that and thinking about that instead of how do I sell the most of X or how do I pay people the least amount as possible. Like I just feel so lucky that if I'm, my focus is fully on building community and creating these connections. And I think that by doing that, I've able to grow my business by having it be just more than like what's in the store and what you buy. And so it's pretty cool. I feel super lucky.
Thank you for tuning in to Common Roads. This episode has been made possible thanks to the hard work of Infra staff and Infra member contributors. To learn more about the retailers we serve, visit our retailer directory at naturalfoodretailers.com/retailer-directory.